Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. So much to talk about in the sports world, from the four teams that are left in Major League Baseball in the postseason, and one of them being our Arizona Diamondbacks. Probably something that most of us didn't think would be happening, but it is happening, and more power to them, to be honest with you. I don't think they've lost a game in the postseason, so we'll be interesting to see how the championship series go on both the AL and the NL. And in the AL, when I think about it, it's an all-Texas battle. So you got Houston and you got Texas. Pretty cool there, too. So pretty cool stuff all around. And then obviously the Phillies will be the other team playing against the Diamondbacks. And obviously tons of football to talk about, college style, NFL style. We got a game going on right now. Ravens playing the Titans, and it's been all Ravens so far in the first half over on the other side of the pond. But good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, my friend?
I am doing great. We got a lot to talk about today, man. Hockey's starting up. The NBA is going to get rolling as well. Major League Baseball. I mean, college football. Hey, can the Oregon coach go for it anymore on fourth down? Holy smokes, I'm about to go on a rant.
Yeah, pretty crazy, man. Just a wild game. And obviously, you and I were texting a little bit back and forth throughout, and I said, you know, this guy deserves to lose this game. And they did. They lost the game. Washington made some plays and got it done. We got to take a break. On the other side, we are going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk some Major League Baseball and, like you said, get into some hockey as well. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. We do have our professor of sports, John Poulter, with us. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to talk some hockey. But we got to wait on that for a moment, John. And we got to get into the postseason, Major League Baseball, and the Final Four, if you will. We've got a all-Texas battle, they're going on in the AL, and then we have a East Coast, West Coast type thing happening here in the NL with the Phillies and the Diamondbacks. How unlikely were these Final Four, in your humble opinion? Maybe not so much on the American League side, but I would have to say the Diamondbacks are a huge shock and surprise. But good morning as well, John.
Yeah, good morning, Andy. I guess I'm a little bit surprised, like everybody else, for the obvious reasons that, you know, three teams won 100 games, and those teams collectively were 1-9 in the postseason. Who would have thought that that could possibly have happened? I don't really know how to explain it. You know, you look at the standings, and cutting it off at 92 wins, you know, the top four teams in the postseason had 92 or more wins. Those teams all gone, 1-11. The teams that had 90 wins or less are 18-2. They are the four teams that are left. And interestingly, three of those four teams, the Astros, the Rangers, and the Phillies, all went 90-72. So three teams that were very close over the course of the season and now find themselves in the last four. It doesn't surprise me that the Astros got there. I mean, this is, what, their seventh consecutive championship series. These guys have to be doing something right, and they've been through a whole bunch of turmoil in terms of the off-field issues. They've changed managers. They've changed a fair number of the players. Still keep coming through. Texas is an interesting story. They seem to put up a pile of runs, and quite frankly, I believe they're going to have to continue to do that if they're going to beat the Astros, because to me the back end of that bullpen in Texas is, I'm not going to say disastrous, but certainly a lot less than Bruce Bochy would like. I'm not sure that he's all that comfortable running Aroldis Chapman out there in the ninth inning all the time, given what we have seen so far in the postseason. To me, if Texas has a weak link, it's the back end of the bullpen. But what we've got in the American League is two strong veteran managers, hard to dislike either one of them. I'm looking at that as being the better of the two series, and I don't mean to downplay the Diamondbacks and the Phillies when I make that comment, because they both deservedly got to the championship series. But to me, the heavyweight series is the one in the American League, and I'm looking forward to that starting tonight.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, and we're talking Major League Baseball. You know, I just want to go back to something that we talked about a while back before the postseason got started, right? And we talked about rust versus rest, or however we wanted to put it, whatever the way we drew it up. At the end of the day, if you think about the four teams that are left, they were all scrapping and clawing to get into the postseason. And maybe that fight that they had to have late in the season help them to be able to get to where they are right now, John, versus the Dodgers and the Braves, who had those gaudy records like they always do. And I got to get this point out there about the Dodgers, because I've been thinking a lot about this. Are they one of the most disappointing great franchises of all time when you think about it? Because they always have great regular season success, and then it doesn't translate for them in the postseason into winning title after title after title. Kind of like the Buffalo Bills in a way, where they kept getting there, but they could never get it done. I know the Dodgers have, but I think you guys get my point. And, you know, 100-plus wins doesn't guarantee that you're going to get to the World Series. These other teams were scrapping and clawing, and we talked about it so much. And I said, I feel like the wild card is something that has such a big impact on who winds up winning the World Series. And once again, here we are, John.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I mean, you have to draw parallels with other sports. And, you know, you started off by talking about the Buffalo Bills, four straight AFC championships, four straight Super Bowl losses, and they've never really recovered from that. In baseball, the Dodgers, I think, benefit from being in what we all think of as a relatively weak division. I mean, you go back and look at the last dozen years where the Dodgers have dominated that division, with the exception of this year where the Diamondbacks gave them a real good run for their money early, and a couple of years ago where both the Giants and the Dodgers won, I think it was 107 games. 106 games, and the Giants were the slightly better team that year and won the division as a result. The Dodgers have benefited from the fact that, you know, Colorado and San Diego for many years, and the Diamondbacks for many years, and the Rockies for almost the eternity, have been weaker teams. So they've had a chance to beat up on the small guys. I think that's been a little bit misleading in terms of how good or how bad this Dodger team has been. They've also struggled when they got to the postseason with their pitching. I mean, Clayton Kershaw, first ballot Hall of Famer, classic pitcher, wonderful individual, but he has never, with one exception, 3 or 4 years ago when they won the World Series, he's never really duplicated his regular season success in the postseason. And I don't know whether that's nerves, whether it's the fact that they're all of a sudden playing against better teams, or whether he's just worn down because he's pitched up so much during the year, they've relied on him so much to get to the postseason. That's been a huge disappointment. And, you know, I keep wondering when somebody's going to start questioning Dave Roberts' role as manager of the Dodgers. We've seen him in, you know, you and I have had this discussion many times, that we believe in many of the postseason games where the focus is on the Dodgers, and because they're in the postseason, we believe he's been outmanaged. And I have to wonder, at some point in time, do the Dodgers feel it might be time to go in another direction? Awfully tough to release a guy who's had a record that they've had the last 5 or 6 years, but you have to kind of wonder, what are the Dodgers going to do to fix this? And I just think it's incredible that the Dodgers have won all of these games and, to your point, have come up flat in the postseason. Looking at it on a baseball side, this is not unlike the Atlanta Braves, where back from the mid-90s to the mid-2000s, I think they won 12 or 13 divisions in a row, and all they had to show for that was one World Series. So, and that was with Bobby Cox as the manager, who, in my opinion, is one of the best managers that, you know, we've ever seen in our generation. I have to wonder if the Braves and the Dodgers might be just the same comparison as the Dodgers and the Bills. It's very puzzling to see a team get that far and all of a sudden come up flat, not once or twice, but seven or eight times in a decade.
You know, John, good morning. Hope all is well.
Good morning, Mike.
Couple of things here. Look, we got these two teams in the National League, you know, the NLCS, that both teams kind of are quintessential replicas of their city, right? Like you got Philly and the guys on that team. That's just tough. They got some superstar, you know, they got a superstar in Bryce Harper there that shows up, that has shown up in big time. And they got Arizona. Arizona's like the little engine that could. They just kind of stayed around, and now they got momentum, and here we go. How good of a series can this be between the D-backs and the Phillies?
I think this could be a heck of a series for very much the same reasons as Texas and Houston is going to be a great series, but perhaps, to your point, on a smaller scale. Interestingly, that we've got such a difference in the managerial matchups. I talked earlier about Baker and Bushy, two veteran managers, two well-respected managers, two managers that have both won World Series and have had great postseason success. On the other side, we're looking at Torrey Lovello, who we've all talked about a number of times because he's in Phoenix, which is where you guys are based, and I've seen him in the Blue Jays organization. We all agree that Lovello has done an awful lot with the little bit that he has been given talent-wise, and I think has done an absolutely wonderful job. On the other hand, I've got to make a shout-out here for a Canadian by the name of Rob Thompson, who took over a ship in Philadelphia last year that looked like it was really going off course and took them to the World Series. So, you know, yes, there are great similarities here in those two teams because both managers looking, obviously, to win their first World Series. And one way or the other, we're going to have a veteran manager against a rookie manager in the World Series because we've only got four teams that are left. So I think it's going to be a very interesting series. A lot's going to depend on how the pitching matchups work out. As of yet, the Phillies have not named a starting pitcher for either Game 1 or Game 2. The Diamondbacks, because they were finished a day earlier, did have, in fact, named their starters for Monday night and Tuesday night. So I think a lot is going to depend on how often Philadelphia can get their top two guys in, that's Wheeler and Nola, in my opinion, into that series. I think home field advantage is going to be a big factor here, and Philly, by virtue of their 90-72 record, as opposed to the Diamondbacks winning only 84, Phillies have that home field advantage. That crowd might be the difference.
Got it. Sounds really good, John. Appreciate that analysis, and I know we're up against the break, so we'll take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back, and we'll get into maybe just a final thought or two on baseball, and then obviously some NHL hockey, because it's underway and it's happening, so it's good stuff all around. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, John Poulter, and Andy Dorf. We'll all be right back. Keep it close.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. So quite frankly, or quite naturally, I should say, we talk hockey and we talk Major League Baseball. He comes to us from Toronto, Canada. And we have been talking a lot of Major League Baseball. So final thought, John, who's going to wind up being in the World Series? From the American League, and who's going to be there from the National League, and who's going to wind up winning this thing?
Well, I think it's a toss-up all around, Andy. I think both of these series are very well matched for the reasons we talked about in the first segment. I think the Astros are just a little bit deeper, top to bottom, and better balanced than the Texas Rangers are. You know, I talked about if this is a close series and it comes down to the back ends of the bullpen, I think the Astros have got a huge advantage there. If the Astros can get to the last inning with a lead, I think that they're going to probably lock that down. I think both managers are excellent managers. They're both very well experienced. No one's going to get out-managed in that series. I can see that being a long series, six games, maybe seven, but I think the Astros probably sneak out of that one. In the National League, I'm going with the Phillies, and only because I think Philly has got a couple more top players. I think the managerial skills are equal in that particular series. I think perhaps in terms of rest, the Diamondbacks have got a little bit of a break there because they finished earlier. They've already named Gallen and Kelly to start games one and two, whereas as of this morning, the Phillies had not made any appointments for those two games. I think that's going to be a close series as well. I think that's probably going to be a six-game series. I think Philadelphia probably has a little bit of an advantage there because, A, they were there last year, and B, they've got home field advantage, and we've seen just how raucous that Philadelphia crowd can get when the Phillies are playing well. And I think Bryce Harper's kind of in a groove right now, and I can see him not single-handedly carrying that team to the World Series, but I can certainly seeing him put that team on his back and saying, let's go, guys. I just think that the Phillies, are like last year, they've come along at the right time of the year. They're playing their best baseball at the right time of the year.
Yeah, crazy to think about the Houston Astros, and they've been there seven straight years. Like, that is insane when you think about it. It's crazy. And
I know they had the banging on the drum or the garbage cans and all that, but at the end of the day, getting there seven straight times, that's really impressive.
It says something.
Yeah, it's impressive at the end of the day. Okay, so...
And for the most part, they've done it with a pretty big turnover in terms of on-field talent. I mean, other than Bregman and Altuve, and I guess to some extent Verlander, who came back this year,
yeah,
that's an almost completely different ball club than we saw in 2017-2018 when we had the trash can banging situations, and we got a new manager there. So I think it's unfair to compare those two situations, and I know that's not what you're doing, but that's what the media is doing and the public is doing. I think this is a totally different team. I think the only thing that's really the same about that team is the city they play in and the team name. Other than that, I think it's a completely different baseball team. I think it should be history. I think we should all shut it down. I think, you know, this team has proved that it's a pretty good ball club. Seven years in a row with different personnel, they're doing something right down there other than just banging on garbage cans.
I agree, 1,000%. All right, so let's shift gears. Let's talk a little NHL hockey in the last few moments that we have with you, John. And, you know, I did watch the Blackhawks the other night, and I'll tell you what, this kid is... He's special.
Yeah.
I don't know as much about hockey as you do, but I was thoroughly impressed with this young man and how he went about his business, and just I think the Chicago Blackhawks have themselves a hell of a player and maybe a guy that I mean, I don't want to go off on a limb way too early, but potentially a future Hall of Famer here. This kid is special, John.
Yeah, he's very special. We talked about that last week. You know, he was captain of the Regina Pats, which was the Junior A team that he played for in a very tough Western Hockey League, one of the top leagues, top three leagues in Canada. Didn't embarrass himself at all. Was a leader. Was team captain at 17. I mean, that says an awful lot when some of the kids in that league are 20 and 21. I talked last week about the fact that, you know, he's the next great player after the Gretzky's, the Lemieux's, the Crosby's, to some extent the Ovechkin's. I mean, Ovechkin isn't quite the fancy player that those guys were. Ovechkin's more of a power guy and a goal scorer, but he might be the best player to come into the league since McDavid and Matthews. And, you know, we've seen what Austin Matthews has done the first two games for the Leafs, back-to-back hat tricks. Pretty safe to say that if somebody was betting on the fact that he'd score a hat trick in every goal and come up with 200 and some goals in the course of a season, take the under bet on that one. That is not going to happen, but boy, has he ever been sharp in the two games that the Leafs have played so far. And I think he's healthy again, because last year he had a wrist injury and we saw a bit of a fall off in his goal production, but two or three of the wrist shots that I've seen him take in the two games that I've taken him so far this season, he looks like he's pretty healthy again, and that's bad news for the rest of the league. But Bedard is a special talent. We talked about that last week. I hope that Chicago surrounds him with enough good players that he doesn't become a target. I wouldn't walk around with a target on his back, but you just have to watch the cool, calm, collected way that he plays the game. He's not intimidated by any of these guys that he's grown up watching. I thought he played very well both in Montreal and in Pittsburgh this week. So, yeah, I think he's probably the next big superstar in the league. Let's just hope he gets some support, and, you know, we don't expect too much from him.
You know, John, you know, we're only like four games in, five games in, whatever it may be for each individual team. What have you seen in the first few games that maybe caught your eye or you're a little surprised by?
Well, I guess it's really early to tell, Mike, as you point out. You know, most teams have played two games or three games. Talked about Austin Matthews, back-to-back hat tricks right out of the gate for the Leafs. The Bruins, the Leafs, the Hurricanes, the Avalanche, the Canucks, all 2-0. Not surprised about the Bruins, maybe a little bit semi-surprised against the Leafs. Hurricanes, we know we're going to be strong. We talked about them winning the division. We know about the Avalanche. The Canucks, I think, at 2-0 are a surprise. The Golden Knights continue to roll along at 3-0. That's probably not a surprise, but it's a nice start for the Stanley Cup champions. Sabres are 0-2. That was perhaps predictable. The Oilers being 0-2 to me is a real huge surprise. And, you know, they're coughing up goals by the bushelful. I think they've scored 4 goals and given up 12 in 2 games. That's not what Stanley Cup champions are made of. And the Florida Panthers got to the Stanley Cup final last year. All of a sudden, they find themselves 0-2. But let's not forget, they started out last season very slowly as well and came on very strong at the end and got to the finals and gave the Vegas Golden Knights a pretty big handful in the finals. So really early yet, but two or three things that have surprised me, both on the positive side and the negative side.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking a little NHL hockey here. And looking at the Bruins, you know, they got out. They're 2-0 right now. Oh, and obviously they've got to have a little bit of, I don't know the way to put this, but maybe disappointment from last year, right? So I think it'll be interesting to see how they handle everything and how they progress throughout the season. What say you, John?
Yeah, I don't disagree at all. You know, the question is, do they come out after last year's disappointment, falling so flat after a wonderful regular season, a record-breaking regular season? Does it haunt them, or does it put a little bit of a chip on their shoulder to do better? And you know, situations like that, a team has to regather itself. And one of the things in terms of regathering itself is how your leaders behave. And Patrice Bergeron, their longtime star, he retired after 2 years as captain. The torch has to be passed. I think that's going to be interesting to see how the new leadership group in Boston helps this recovery. But so far, two games, two wins, can't do any better than that. So clearly they're doing something right.
John, appreciate you as always. We got to run. We're up against it. Great stuff as always.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us, by the way. I haven't done this yet today. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can holler at us. Get at us on Twitter for Mike or X, whatever the heck that thing is at this point. Just get at us on whatever that thing is, okay? He's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Okay. So now, brother, we got to get into some college football. I got to say congratulations to you because the Oregon State Beavers continue to impress, playing great football in the pack. What's going on with USC? That was a real S show. They got their tails handed to them. That was good to see Notre Dame play well, but USC was doing what I think the Pac does, and they crumble when the time comes. And Washington played great against Oregon. That was a fun game, but the coach from Oregon's a bonehead and makes all kinds of dumb decisions and puts Bo Nix and everybody else in terrible positions to go out there and fail. So whatever. I ain't mad at you. Penn State looks like they're world beaters, to be honest with you, but they're playing Massachusetts, so who cares about that? Florida State, they beat up on Syracuse, and I don't know, people were somewhat high on Syracuse coming into that thing. I don't know why. Ohio State looking like they look pretty good against Purdue. Michigan looks pretty good against Indiana. Georgia does what they did against Vandy. Maybe it got a little closer than it should have, but really wasn't that close in a lot of ways. But ultimately, bro, college football giving us just about everything we want. North Carolina, Miami was a good football game. Don't know if you caught that one. Pittsburgh beating Louisville, I think that was a little bit of a shocker, to be honest with you. And then, like I said, your Oregon State Beavs, they get it done, brother. Oregon State Beavs get it done against UCLA, 36-24. We had the Colorado excitement the other night where they choke, right, against on a Thursday night, a Pac-12 after dark style. Dude, I mean, you can stop me at any point, bro, whenever you want on my rant right now. But Duke wins. They look pretty solid. Utah gets it done against Cal. Tennessee wins against A&M. Arizona, who the hell is Arizona, bro? Like, wow.
Yeah.
They're playing ball, dude. They beat up on Washington State 44-6, my man. Like, that was an ass beating, okay? I'm sorry. There's no other way to say it.
In Pullman.
Ass beating, man. And then you LSU hammering up on Auburn, and then Oklahoma State beating Kansas, not really a shocker there, but Kansas is in the top 25. Kentucky goes down to Missouri. Like, big hype on Kentucky 2 weeks ago until they wind up, you know, losing to Georgia, and then everything kind of goes from there, and now they're just back to being Kentucky. Man, they're a basketball school, right? That's a basketball school, not a football school. What the hell are we talking about football anyway? All right, brother, stop me. Go ahead.
Look, the game of the day, the biggest hype game was the Oregon-Washington game, right? I mean, that's where game day was. ESPN had the game up there at Husky Stadium. And I'll tell you what, Andy, growing up in the Northwest, I made several trips to Husky Stadium. When the Huskies are good and they are rolling like they are now, that is, you don't want to step into that is a scary place to try and get a win as Husky Stadium, because those fans are right there. They're right on top of you. And they showed out yesterday. But the story to me was obviously the head coach of Oregon, Dan Lanning. Fourth down, let's go for it. Let's take points off the board. Even he was doing that in the first quarter, and I'm sitting there going, I got to text Dorf. I mean, we got another idiot trying to outsmart the room again. And And he does. And I'm like, just take the points. You'll be fine. You still got three quarters left to go. And then he kept doing it. It just showed me, like, these guys are trying to, once again, just outsmart the room when any normal level-headed person that's watched football, coached football, would be like, take the field goal, put it on your defense, get a stop, get three and outs, and take it from there. And even this morning, Dan Lanning comes out and he goes, that loss is 100% on me. No kidding. Like, I, wow. Okay, Captain Obvious. I mean, that is very obvious there. I'm not sure why you need to make that comment, because I think everybody was there. Look, Georgia showed out. Like, they finally got some points on the board and kind of took care of business. I'll tell you what, I don't want to play Michigan right now. I would not want to play the Wolverines. Granted, it was Indiana, and Indiana's not exactly a football school. That's more of a hoop school. But, look, Michigan did what they're supposed to do. Ohio State, same thing. The one game that kind of caught my attention in terms of I didn't expect it, and you mentioned it, it was Arizona and Washington State. The Cougs got Cougued at home in Pullman. And Arizona is that kind of team that I don't know if exactly if I really want to play them right now, because they can be just cruising, or they can be just the other just crap. But they have some talent there. I think they're more talented than ASU, which is not really exactly saying all that much at this point.
Right.
But Arizona is a better team than I think people give them credit for. And then you mentioned USC just getting run in the ground. I mean, Caleb Williams had a 3-interception day. First time he's ever done that. And look, we all know, if you've been keeping track and watching college football, USC has been kind of – they've been a little bit lucky in terms of their offense scoring enough points to fend off any comeback. And that defense – and I mentioned it last week and probably even the week before – USC's defense is their Achilles heel. It is absolutely their Achilles heel.
Yeah.
Notre Dame exposed that once again yesterday, and the luck that the Trojans have had, it wasn't the luck of the Irish, it was the luck of the Trojans have had the past few weeks, just ran out, because Notre Dame's kind of a tough squad. They kind of beat you up a little bit. They're going to make you want to take a cold hot tub kind of bath after the game to soak and all that. SC has some problems, but to me, the best team in the pack right now is obviously Washington. Oregon's right there. I mean, that could be the Pac-12 championship game at the beginning of December in a couple of months. Again, so we may get a repeat there. But college football yesterday, big boy, was a bunch of blowouts. The bigger teams kind of taking care of a weaker opponent.
Oregon State, what is your feeling on them? Like, how good are they? Because obviously they've got the one loss, but UCLA has a pretty good defense, right? And they put up 36 right on them. I'm relatively impressed with that. I think UCLA is a top five defensive team, if I'm not mistaken, in the whole country. So
that's
relatively impressive for Oregon State. So what's your ceiling on your Beavs, bro?
All right. I mean, I'm going to kind of go against everything that I tell people around me with the Oregon State Beavers. Hey, it's like Fight Club. Let's not talk about it. We're not going to discuss it. They're just rolling, you know, kind of thing. But here's what Oregon State has. They got speed on offense. Statistically, they have one of the better offensive lines in the entire country. They have an offense that can put points on the board against tough defenses. They put some points on the board against Utah, and their defense is pretty good. And like you mentioned with UCLA, They're a top five defense in the entire country. They put 36 on the board. Oregon State's problem is what they kind of showed last night. It's going to be their tackling. It's going to be their defense against the run. They let Chip Kelly scheme them up last night. I think, if I remember right, UCLA had around 300 yards or over 300 yards of offense just running. Every time they would run the ball, they were getting 8, 9, 10 yards a pop, and there was nothing Oregon State could do last night against the run. So, and then the Beavs also had some penalties. They had a lot of penalties last night, so they got to clean that up. They got to figure out their run defense. But they're a team that I certainly wouldn't want to play right now, because they're rolling in DJ, you know, Uiagalelei, the quarterback from Clemson, the transfer from Clemson. He has a ton of confidence right now, Andy. He threw for five touchdowns against Cal. He had like three last night. He has a big arm. He looks like a five-star guy. He looks like a quarterback that Oregon State hasn't had in a very long time. And the rest of his teammates, he's a great, great guy in the locker room. They have a lot of confidence right now, but they have some stuff they have to clean up. But it would not surprise me, Andy, if somehow that they can beat Oregon, they can beat Washington, they can make it to the Pac-12 championship game as a kind of a dark horse. But they have to play the Ducks and they have to play the Huskies in consecutive weeks in November. So that's going to be the real tell for Oregon State. They get the Huskies and Corvallis, and the Civil War is down in Eugene. So it's going to be a huge end of the season, so you got to get as many wins as you can if you're the Oregon State Beavers.
All right, we haven't talked much about Penn State. They're kind of
going
under the radar a little bit. This Drew Allar guy, their quarterback, pretty solid. Big day next week, my friend. Guess who they have on the
docket
for them next week?
Ohio State.
Yeah. So I think we're going to learn a lot about both of these schools next week. And I don't know if it'll take one of them out of the potential of getting to that national championship or not, but I would think that game has huge ramifications. And quite frankly, it's at Ohio State. So, you know, a little bit of an advantage to them because they're playing at home. But this Nittany Lion team has played extremely well. I think the most points they've given up all year is 15, from what I'm seeing. I know they're not playing, you know, world beaters week in and week out, but at the time, they did beat an Iowa team that was ranked in the top 25, 31-0. Everybody else on the list, it's not all that impressive. But again, I think we find out a lot about Ohio State. I think we find a lot about Penn State next week as well. So,
and hey,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, hey, do not forget about Florida State.
Oh yeah, I agree. Florida State's right there, but again, then the big one, if assuming Ohio State beats Penn State, we'll have Michigan and Ohio State on the 25th of November. So that is something also to be looking down the road toward. All right, we got to take a break. We'll wrap up this hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways, people. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on XYZ, whatever the heck it's called. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so just a little bit of a teaser of what's to come. Obviously, week six of the NFL is here, my friend. It's crazy how quick the season goes when you really think about it. It's insane. It just absolutely flies by. We do have a game going on right now. Ravens and Titans are playing on the other side of the pond. It's 18-13 right now. Ravens on top of the Titans. I don't know how you feel about these games, dude, but I feel like these games on the other side of the pond, I mean, not like they're spectacular right now for the first month or so anyway, usually is a little bit sloppy, right? But I feel like these games are especially sloppy. What about you?
No, I'm in the same boat with you. They're entertaining. I mean, obviously you and I will watch them so we can comment on the whole thing, but they do seem a little sloppy. I think part of that is teams having to make the trip over the Atlantic, get to London, get adjusted, get your time clock in your head adjusted as soon as possible. I mean, I think that's part of the sloppiness of it. But the other part of it is the NFL usually doesn't put like two great teams over there to really spark interest. So, you know, it's one of those, I think it's a combination of a ton of things.
No, that's an interesting point. I agree. But the Ravens are a team that are supposed to be pretty good, right? And the Titans are not so good. But the Ravens, they should be a pretty good football team. Hour one's in the books, man. Hour number two on the horizon. We'll have Ari Wolf, American sports broadcaster, coming on to talk to us about, obviously, the NFL and whole heck of a lot more. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. President Biden, speaking at the HRC dinner in Washington, D.C., reacts to developments in Israel. USA's Laura Winters reports.
More than 1,300 innocent lives lost in Israel, including at least 27 Americans. Children and grandparents alike kidnapped, held hostage by Hamas.
Now, as for President Biden, he was at the annual Human Rights Campaign dinner in Washington, D.C. last night, talking about the week of war.
The humanitarian crisis in Gaza, innocent Palestinian families, and a vast majority of them, nothing to do with Hamas. They're being used as human shields.
I'm Laura Winters.
Healthcare premiums will rise again next year for nearly 66 million Americans enrolled in the government's Medicare program. The standard monthly cost of Medicare Part B will increase 6%, up to $174.70 in 2024. The annual deductible for Medicare Part B beneficiaries will rise from $226 to $240 in 2024. A lot of us owe a lot of money to Uncle Sam, apparently.
Americans owe a record-breaking $688 billion in unpaid taxes from their 2021 returns. That's according to the IRS. To prevent a recurrence, the IRS plans to increase audits and enforcement measures, particularly targeting high-income taxpayers. Over $540 billion of the unpaid sum is attributed to underreported income. The remainder stems from individuals who either failed to file returns or neglected to pay their tax obligations. I'm John Schaefer.
FBI Director Christopher Wray on Saturday said reported domestic threats have surged as conflict in Israel escalates. Wray acknowledged the increase in threats due to the heightened environment, calling for increased vigilance and requesting that police continue to share intelligence and observations. No further efforts by Wray or the agency have been made public as of yet, although a press release noted that the FBI personnel is involved in efforts to locate affected Americans. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
There's still time to get out. Israel is giving Palestinians more time to leave northern Gaza as Israeli forces plan for a full-scale ground invasion. The Israeli Defense Forces troops are increasing their operational preparedness with a particular emphasis on ground operation. No word on when the strikes may begin. The White House is taking aim at junk fees.
The Biden administration is taking a strong stance against junk fees. At the White House Wednesday, President Biden said the Federal Trade Commission is putting forth new regulations to prohibit businesses from imposing undisclosed and deceptive fees.
Charges that are taking real money out of the pockets of American families. These junk fees can add up hundreds of dollars, weighing down family budgets, making it harder to pay family bills.
The proposed rule would include ticketing agencies, hotels, apartment rentals, car rental services, and more. Additionally, a separate regulation aims to forbid junk fees within the banking industry. I'm John Schaefer.
Kaiser Permanente reached a tentative contract deal with union workers. The tentative labor agreement comes about a week after roughly 75,000 healthcare workers, excluding doctors, walked off the job for 3 days. The walkout was the largest healthcare strike in U.S. history. The terms of the deal were not disclosed. The union was seeking higher pay and increased hiring, among other items. Union members will now vote on whether to approve the pending contract. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and baby, let me tell you, people, it is week 6 of the NFL, and this hour is all about the NFL. Ravens and Titans going at it right now on the other side of the pond. 21-13 is the score right now. Ravens on top with about 10 and a half minutes to play in the fourth quarter. We will keep you abreast of what's happening there. Ryan Tannehill out of the game. Willis in now for them, the backup. So it'll be interesting to see how they are unprepared for this guy on the Baltimore Ravens side. But I also think the Tennessee Titans are unprepared for this guy to be out there. However, it's football. Crazy things can happen, Mike Wilson. So we are here, my friend. Week 6. How excited are you about week 6 of the NFL? And your Steelers actually are playing okay, dude. It's insane. And by the way, this Willis kid is doing his best impersonation of Lamar Jackson right there, because he looked a lot like Houdini and he got out of that, but they do fall a little bit short. But wow, man. Things are happening week 6, brother.
Things are happening, and people are getting hurt. There's some big names on the IR as well, but we can talk about that when we come back.
That's true. Ari Wolf on the other side, too, American sportscaster. So we'll talk to him about everything going on in the NFL. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. We are now going to be joined by Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. You can hear this guy all over the map, whether it's ESPN, Stadium Networks, Tennis Channel, Kansas City Chiefs, preseason, Pac-12 Networks, NBC Sports, all over the place, man. Good morning, Ari. How are you, pal?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Another day in paradise for me. I mean, it's beautiful out here in the Valley of the Sun, so not complaining too much. And obviously, as we're talking to you right now, there's a game being played on the other side of the pond, the Baltimore Ravens and the Tennessee Titans going at it, 21-13, just under 8 to play now in the fourth quarter there. Tannehill out, Willis in, and just... I don't know how you feel. I just asked Mike this. I'm just curious. Like, what do you think about the games on the other side of the pond, the quality level? Like, what does Ari Wolf think of our product that we display on the other side of the pond?
Well, I have a little perspective on this, gentlemen, because I did NFL Europe for 5 seasons, including 3 of the 5 going over there and actually calling the games on site. I had many games in Germany, games in the Netherlands and Spain. So we kind of planted the seeds for NFL football in Europe. And at that time in Germany, they were the ones who loved it the most by far. I mean, the crowds were pretty good. Now we're sending over a product that is actual NFL football with the NFL stars. And I think it's great because, you know, I think football is this amazing game and it's starting to spread around the world. And we just found out that in 2028, I believe, that they'll have flag football in the Olympics. So I think that if you love football and you want football to be played all over the world, you know, the NFL is doing its part. Now, it's not doing it out of the goodness of their heart. It's doing it because there's a lot of money to be made, because there's interest in it. But I think the quality of the play maybe be a hair below. It is a lot to bring a team over there. I think some players have a real hard time adjusting. But I think it's great. I want to spread that football is a great game. I want to see it played all over the world. It'll be the one sport where I think America can dominate for the foreseeable future. So I think it's great. But again, you know, I, as a young kid, lived in Europe and then did NFL Europe for 5 years. So I see Europe falling in love with football the way all of us have. So to me, I think it's a great thing. Is it our best product? Probably not. But I've got a feeling we're going to have a division in Europe eventually. And so I expect there to have the exact same quality of play over there that we have here in the States.
Good morning, Ari. Look, hey, we got a bunch of big names that are out today. I mean, for Miami, you got Ochane, however you pronounce his name. You know, Jefferson up there in Minnesota's out. Sauce Gardner, concussion, he's out. Is this just kind of typical football? And what do you see these, you know, what's this kind of impact going to be on for these teams having these guys out?
Well, it'll be a big impact, but, right, isn't it always the next guy up? And what teams do that better than other teams? If you look through the history of the last, you know, 10 Super Bowls, you're going to see teams that had significant injuries during the season. How does that team react to it? Do they just, you know, it literally has to be that next guy up, that next man up mentality. So I think around the NFL, it's a war of attrition, guys. You're not going to have your top 53 guys week after week. But if you built enough depth by position groups in order to give your teams a chance to win even without their top players. So, look, we're going to see more and more of this. It's such a physical game. But it's about that depth. You learn a lot about the depth of teams when key guys are out. And the best team managed to win without a few of their top guys. And that'll be the case around the National Football League today and moving forward.
That's the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. We're talking NFL football. And it's kind of an interesting segue for me, because you're talking about guys that are important and valuable to offenses and things along those lines, defenses, obviously, and key players being out. My next question to you is this. How in the hell does Patrick Mahomes continue to just make everybody look so great? Like, he can have a different receiver. All these guys he's got other than Travis Kelce are basically new. You know, people are still talking about Tyreek Hill not being there. Like, to me, that's insane. He's been gone for a while, and he's managing just fine without him. But what I'm talking about is his greatness, Ari, and his ability to make everybody so damn good, even when they're no names or people that we haven't necessarily heard of, and they're really good, talented players, but they don't – They're not a Tyreek Hill. They don't have that name behind them. But Patrick Mahomes seems to make them really, really good and makes them stars without being stars. How does he do it?
Well, he's the MVP for a reason, right? He's a two-time MVP. He's won two Super Bowls. You know, he's a guy who definitely makes everybody around him better. But I think when you talk about Patrick and his ability to do that, I think the most critical point you got to mention with that is he has Andy Reid as a play caller. And Andy Reid is the best in football right now as a play caller. He knows how to get defenses off balance. If you go back to the Super Bowl, they had two walk-in touchdowns in the fourth quarter. So you think about that, Andy Reid had that Eagles defense that was one of the best defenses of this generation on their heels. So Patrick is the best quarterback in the league, the best player. And then you've got the best play caller with him. I think that's what makes a dynasty, right? You need to have the head coach and the quarterback aligned. And I think the Kansas City right now has that going better than anyone. If you look at Mahomes' numbers so far this year, by his standards, they're just average. But they're managing to win football games, and they know all that matters is whether or not you win the Super Bowl. So this is a team that I think knows how to manage the regular season better than anyone. And Patrick Mahomes knows how to make plays better than anyone. So you put Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid together, I think that's why they have a chance to be a dynasty almost unlike any other that will be in the mix to win the Super Bowl for at least the next 5, 8, 10 years. So Mahomes is the man, got a great play caller. They got a great organization. Obviously, I'm a little biased, but I really think that the spine of the organization, guys, goes like this. Ownership, president of the team, general manager, head coach, quarterback. When all those things are working, when that spine is strong, you can do great things, and that's what they've got going in KC.
You know, look, we got a situation in New England that is just, it just gets uglier by the week in terms of performance on the field, Mac Jones and all that. People have even brought up the discussion of is it time to let Belichick go at the end of the year? What are your feelings with letting Belichick go, or at least having the conversation, and just things in general up there in New England?
All right, let's just all get some perspective on Belichick. Before Brady, Belichick was a good, not even great coach. And clearly his defense, right, along with Tom Brady at quarterback, made the Patriots one of the greatest dynasties in NFL football. Since Brady has left, the results speak for themselves. If it wasn't Bill Belichick, he might be fired already, right? So I think he's getting this grace period because of past success. In the NFL that I'm in, you don't get that grace. The NFL is, what have you done for me lately? And I think the Patriots are a mess. I think Belichick has to be held accountable. Look, I don't know if firing him fixes anything, but the way they're playing and their level of dysfunction just getting blown out, someone has to be held accountable. And I don't know why the gloves have to be off with Belichick. I don't think he would expect to be treated as though he shouldn't be held accountable. So I don't know, there's this glorification of coaches. It doesn't make him untouchable. If they continue to be this bad, he should get fired. And some people think, oh, well, he won all these Super Bowls. What, so how long does he get to stay coach then? How long do the team have to suffer because of past success? To me, I'm a what have you done for me lately guy. I don't believe in that. I think Belichick has the same questions to answer as any other coach in the league. And right now, if I'm a Patriots fan, I'm leaning towards it's time for Bill to go.
Yeah, and here's the other part of that you didn't mention, which is definitely a part of this equation. Isn't he the guy that kind of forced Tom Brady out in the first place and wanted Jimmy G to be his guy to replace him? And, well, we see how that worked out in New England, and Jimmy G's been kind of passed around throughout the league ever since then, so... We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Ari Wolf, American Sportscaster, and we'll continue breaking down the NFL. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, Ari Wolf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Alrighty, people, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. We're hanging out with American sportscaster Ari Wolf. You can hear this guy literally all over the place, whether it's TC, Tennis Channel, Kansas City Chiefs preseason, play-by-play, the Pac-12 networks, NBC networks, stadium networks, ESPN, literally all over the map. This guy's got you covered, and thankfully he makes a little time for us here and there when we ask him to come on with us. And honestly, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, Ari. So thank
you so much
for
doing this. Well, it's a pleasure, man. We go way back. It's great to be able to spend time with you guys, and it gets my mind percolating for what will hopefully be a fun NFL Sunday.
Oh, it always is a great Sunday, by the way. Even when the Packers stink and it's a terrible game, like I still enjoy the weekend. Speaking of that, looking at some of these games today, the Bengals and the Seahawks, to me that's a big one. The 49ers playing the Browns. I feel like even though the Browns are coming into this thing pretty banged up, this is where the 49ers need to keep their mojo a little bit. You look along the docket throughout this the Eagles, they play the Jets, and I got a question for you on the Eagles. Okay, listen, I know you know them pretty well too. So am I onto something? I almost feel like they're so good, they're so talented that they're kind of like sleepwalking through the first 5-6 weeks so far, where we have not seen the best of this Eagles team. And truth be told, I think we all are on the same page. There's the 49ers, there's the Eagles, and then there maybe the Cowboys are a little bit on the outside looking into a certain degree. And then there's everybody else. So what do the Eagles need to show you that they are really formidable and it's either them or the 49ers?
I think the Eagles are right there. I think last week was probably their best showing in LA against the Rams. Their ability to run the football, their ability to take time off the clock and dominate time of possession and just overwhelm teams with their physicality over the course of their offensive line dominating possession between 35 to 40 minutes a game. Look, they have big-time offensive stars. I mean, A.J. Brown's having another terrific year. What I think people want and expect from Philadelphia is to have games where Devontae Smith has 8 catches for 110 yards, A.J. Brown 10 catches for 130 yards, and Dallas Goedert having a big game. There are not enough plays in order to fulfill all the offensive potential. So I think everyone, the expectation is so high for what this offense can be. If you're watching them week in and week out last year, it wasn't always that pretty either. But when they need to, they can run the football, which is something most NFL teams can't do. They can run their 4-minute offense with 8 or 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and the other team never sees the ball. So what I've already seen from the Eagles makes them an elite team. look, it may come down to who has home field advantage in the NFC. Will it be San Francisco at the number one, or will it be Philadelphia at the number one? Because which team has home field may dictate who represents the NFC in the Super Bowl. So I actually think the race for the top seed in the NFC is one of the great storylines to follow, because I really do think it's just those two teams and everybody else in the NFC.
Yeah, Ari, I have to absolutely agree. After what we saw the Niners do to the Cowboys last week, it just made me think, you know, how good the Niners and the Eagles really are compared to everybody else. With that being said, the new discussion that I hear around the 49ers is just, is Brock Purdy elite? Is he just a system quarterback? What do you think about that narrative that people are starting to put out there, which I think is just kind of ludicrous at this point?
Well, I think, you know, this is common, right? I mean, Jalen Hurts was the system quarterback last year, right? So now we're seeing with Brock Purdy. I think it's like people just don't want to jump on board to say that this guy's an elite quarterback before the results speak for themselves. I think what we're going to have to see from Brock Purdy to describe him as elite, let's see him do this for a full season. If he continues playing the way he is now through a whole season, he's definitely elite. But let's keep in mind, they have great balance. They have the best running back in football, in my opinion. So their team is a great team. So he can manage that team and doesn't have to do anything spectacular. And they're going to win a lot of football games. So here's one thing I guess I'd like to see from Purdy that we haven't had to see because they're so good. Them down double digits at the start of the fourth quarter on the road. Can he find a way to come back and win? Can he deliver in the clutch? The only reason we haven't had to see that is because they're crushing everybody. But the last thing I need to see is him under pressure late in a game with the Niners down. Can he deliver? Is he going to be the next Joe Montana? Is he going to be calm and cool? He seems like he might be, but that's the only area where I'm taking a small let's wait and see. But what I've seen so far has been elite. I love his mindset. I like the way he goes about his business. He's not a me guy. He seems entirely selfless. But let's just see him manage really significant moments late in a game when they're down on the road. He passes that test, then to me, he's elite.
That's the voice of Larry Wolf, American sportscaster, talking about Brock Purdy. Hold on. I just got to jump in here really quickly, okay? And I know you got something to say, Mike, so go right after me. You can go right ahead. All right, so having a little insight on Brock Purdy, I want to share this with you guys. Used to watch this kid play a ton of football here in high school. Played for Perry High School. This dude was elite. Like, you're talking about asking if he's elite? I'm going to tell you right now, he was elite on the high school football field. I watched this kid. Like, he was playing chess. Everybody else was playing checkers, okay? He was playing chess, or he was playing hopscotch, and everybody else was playing kickball. My point is that this guy was so good when I was watching him play in high school, and then what happened to him in college, it's kind of bizarre, okay? But now what he's done in the pros, I'm sorry, but, like, it's time, man. People got to recognize that this dude's great. I'm sorry, but I'm telling you right now, Ari, this guy is great. And what I've seen him do at a really young level, on the high school level, what he did at the college level, and now what he's doing at the NFL level, and I get it, man. I get it, okay? He's got a lot of great targets. He's got Christian McCaffrey. He's got Debo. He's got Ayuk. He's got Kittle. I understand, okay? I get. And he's got a great play caller, too. Like, you talked about Andy Reid being a play caller, great play caller. Shanahan's a great play caller, too. So he's got himself in a great situation. And I think that this is kind of like going back to everything we've talked about even earlier with Bill Belichick and how he had so much success because he had Tom Brady, man. Like, now he doesn't have Tom Brady, and we're starting to wonder, like, if this guy's any good at coaching, okay? So I think what we all get too caught up on, like, one dude being so great and this and that and the other happening, and Patrick Mahomes is great. I get it. We all get it. But it takes a team. It takes 11 dudes on that offense to all be on the same page and to know your role. I think that to me is like the biggest thing. Know your role. So what does Brock Purdy need to do? Brock Purdy needs to get the ball to guys out in space and let them do their thing. Like, it seems really easy. But I also think that at the same time, like, all these guys have egos. They are all the best of the best, okay? So when you put them out on a field, and now you got, like, 11 superstars on this offense for the San Francisco 49ers, it almost seems like Brock Purdy's not so great and it's too easy. But I'm telling y'all right now, this dude is special. I watched him do it on the high school level. I got confused in college as to what was going on with him, and now I'm seeing him do it back again on the pro level, Ari. I'm telling you, this guy's going to be around for a long, long time, and he's going to be extremely successful.
I love it. I can hear the passion. You believe it. And that's the beauty of football. He may be all the things you described. I've seen much of it already. Everything I've seen of him, I like. I particularly, again, I like his makeup. I like the way he handles the huddle. I like the way he behaves on the sideline. He's got a lot of the intangibles you look for. A guy who never looks overwhelmed. The moment never looks too big. So he's passing all the tests with flying colors. I don't know if we have to anoint him the next great one today, but I love that you feel that way. I mean, that's the beauty of the game, right? You find a guy, you feel like you're onto something, and then you try to spread the gospel that this guy's the next it guy. And it's all there for him. He seems to have a full skill set. He knows how to put the ball in there. And again, I like it. I'm always using Joe Montana when it's a Niner quarterback. But Montana didn't have a great arm. But he knew how to put that ball out there. He threw the most catchable ball of any quarterback I've ever seen. And I think Purdy is a lot like that. Doesn't have the big arm. Knows where to put the ball. Knows how to use his arm as an asset. And everything we've seen from him has been great. And the best news for the 49ers is, he's on a seventh-round pick contract for the next couple of years, which is going to allow them
exactly.
to continue to stockpile that roster with the best talent in the NFL, and they could be an extremely tough out until they have to pay Brock Purdy in a few years.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry to steal your thunder there.
No, look, no, it's no worries, Dorf. No worries at all. Look, Ari, you know, we go from the Brock Purdy situation to the Dak Prescott situation. And I hear the music, so we'll probably have to pick this up after the break, but just kind of
tell
us what you think about that whole situation with Dak.
Well, look at the
Absolutely.
Cowboys.
We'll do that on the other side. Hey.
Okay.
Hold on. We got to take a break, and then we'll give you that. We'll let you roll with that. Absolutely. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, Ari Wolf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Lucky enough to be hanging out with American sportscaster Ari Wolf. You can see him all over the place, whether it's Tennis Channel, NFL Network, ESPN, Stadium Networks. The dude's got you covered in every way, shape, and form. And I didn't mention, but also part of the Kansas City Chiefs preseason play-by-play with Trent Green. So obviously this guy is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to NFL football. And you mentioned something, Mike, before the break about Dak Prescott. We're talking Brock Purdy, this and that and the other. And I'm just going to kind of, you know, reestablish where we were and kind of throw it to Ari from there. And then I wouldn't mind doing what we did last week with you guys, which is going through all the games and giving our analysis as to what we think may happen. But I guess it's kind of like, I was thinking about this during the break. You know, you mentioned about Brock Purdy and the quarterback situation there. In a weird way, I think Dallas is kind of similar, right? Because Dak would be in line to get paid a bunch of money, right, on his next one. But then there's that Trey Lance kid sitting there, and we know how Jerry is and all that stuff. So where are you on Dak, and where are you on that whole Dallas Cowboy situation?
Look, as a, you know, a career lifelong Eagles fan, you know, Dallas has been a part of my NFL fandom since Jump Street. They're under a different microscope than everybody else. I don't almost wish it upon any NFL player to be a Cowboy because their expectations, I find, are often way too high. This is not an organization that has been an elite organization now for decades. So I think Dak Prescott, you'd probably love to have him as your quarterback if you're 26 of the 32 teams. But he's not in that top five. I don't believe he's a top five quarterback. And I just think that he is playing to an audience that will never greatly appreciate him because they're not achieving great things. Putting up terrific offensive stats doesn't get you into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think to date, Dak Prescott's been a very good quarterback, but he's not an elite quarterback. I think that Dallas every year gets hyped up more than they deserve, but that's a function of being, and I'm saying this in quotes, America's team. But I think if you watched the game last week against the Niners, how could you not come away and think that they're just not an elite team? And only because they're Dallas, and only because everybody wants to talk about the Cowboys, whether they're winning or losing, we just pay far too much attention to Dallas. If all these same things were happening and Dak Prescott played in Cleveland, barely anyone would care. It's the Dallas thing. It's always been about the Cowboys. It sickened me as a child, and it still sickens me. But the Cowboys are the Cowboys, and they're just not them, whether they win or lose. And frankly, if they didn't play another game, I'm good with it.
I love it. That's fantastic. Spoken like a true Eagles fan right there. But all right, so let's jump through the games today. And we got the Commanders going to play the Falcons. I'm not that impressed with either one of these teams. However, I am seeing some growth from the Falcons, and they do have that Robinson kid. They have some things to look forward to in the future. I'm going to take the Falcons to get it done against the Commanders at home. Ari, who you got?
I'll take the Falcons.
Mike?
Yeah, no, I'll go with the Falcons as well.
All right, Vikings playing the Bears. I think this is going to be a much tougher game than people expect for the Vikings. Justin Jefferson is going to be out, right? Like, he doesn't have that guy. So, I don't know why, but for some weird reason, I'm going to take Justin Fields and the Bears at home, guys. Ari, what say you?
Yeah, I'm not there. I think Cousins is still locked in. I think he's desperate to win. You know, he's not going to waive his no-trade clause. He wants to play this full season with the Vikings. I actually think the Vikings end up winning a bunch of games and hang around the wild cards. And I've got the Vikings winning today.
Mike?
No, I'll go with the Vikings as well for that same reason as Ari.
Seahawks playing the Bengals. Seahawks are coming off of their bye week, right? So that's always kind of an interesting week after. The Bengals are coming off of a pretty good showing from Joe Burrow and the guys here in the desert. They got a nice, much-needed win for them. I'm going to take the Bengals. I think they keep things rolling a little bit. And Joe Burrow, if he gets healthier and healthier, we got to keep watching the Cincinnati Bengals as the year goes on. Ari, what say you?
Well, I really think this is a key game because, you know, Seattle at 3-1 has got to be one of the real pleasant surprises in the NFC. I don't even think diehard Seahawks fan had them at 3-1. So this game, I think, will tell us a lot. You know, my mind is with you. I think Burrow and Cincinnati get it done. But, you know, if Seattle comes up with this win, I think we then have to really consider that they're in the mix just below the Niners and the Eagles. But with the Bengals playing at home, I'm still going with Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Mike, who you got?
You know what? I'm going to go with the upset today. I'm going to go with the Seattle Seahawks. I've kind of been high on the Seahawks since before the season started. So this is going to be one of their signature wins of the year.
All right. 49ers playing the Browns. Tough place to play. San Francisco only a 3.5-point favorite, which I find the line to be a little bit shocking, to be honest with you, because the 49ers have played so well and they don't seem to have much adversity happened to them throughout. I think this game might be a little bit different. Could be some weather involved potentially, but even with that being said, I got my guy, Brock Purdy, and the 49ers, Ari.
Yeah, I mean, look, Deshaun Watson's not playing, and I don't know if I buy that. It's really tough to play in Cleveland. When did that start? Well, what football team are you watching in Cleveland? I don't think Cleveland's a hard place to play. What are you talking about? Cleveland's a walkover. They're a joke. Their franchise stinks. 49ers go in there and roll the Browns. It'll be a double-digit win.
I'm with you. Yeah, like, this line is bizarre to me. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, you better take the over with the 49ers on this one. I agree. I think it's 49ers all day, and this is a big stat day for Purdy.
Panthers play the Dolphins. You know, the Dolphins are a good football team. Well, let's not kid ourselves. They're going to be a little bit banged up. We know that. But I like this matchup for them a lot. I'm going to take the Dolphins. And like you were just talking about the 49ers winning big, I think the Dolphins win pretty big here today, Ari.
I mean, guys, they're a 14-point favorite. We don't have two touchdown favorites in the NFL. This isn't college football. A 14-point favorite in the NFL is about as clear of a win as you'll ever see. To me, this is the monster lock pick of the season. Dolphins roll the Panthers at home.
Mike?
Hey, look, I'm going to go with my team. I'm going to go with those Dolphins. They should roll today.
Colts play the Jaguars. Obviously, Colts, I don't know. In a weird way, I think they actually got better at the quarterback position, but that's beside the point. They did get Jonathan Taylor back, which should help them throughout the year. However, I like the Jags, man. They went down over on the other side of the pond, and they kind of figured things out a little bit, and I think they continued their winning ways. I got the Jags winning at home today, Ari.
I'm with you. I think the Colts are a nice story. I think they've been better than we expected them to be. But I think the Jaguars, let's not forget, they gave the Chiefs all they could handle in the playoffs last year. I think the Jags are a rising team. You know, I love their head coach. I like their quarterback. I've got the Jags winning at home against the Colts.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I got the Jags as well for the same reasons as you, Dorf.
Saints play the Texans. C.J. Stroud has been better than probably people expected. New Orleans getting a little bit of love on the road. I think they're a 2.5-point favorite or something like that. But I think I might pull a shocker here. I think I'm going to take the Texans to win this one. I just like the way that C.J. Stroud has played. And I think the Texans are one of those teams that are like you talk about being a tough out. I think they're a tough out. I think they play pretty hard and they battle week in and week out. So why not? Let's take the Texans at home, Ari.
I'm with you. I think DeMeco Ryan's got that team believing. They've got the secret sauce working. They've got some juice flowing. I think they're feeling it. I don't think the Saints are frankly all that good. I think the Texans win at home, and I think we're going to find out over the course of time that this Texans team is really doing a lot of the things right. Keep in mind, the Texans have been one of the worst franchises for years now. They finally got things turned around. I think there's an enthusiasm level that's off the charts. I see the Texans winning a close one.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Texans as well for all the things that were mentioned already by everybody.
Patriots and Raiders, I think we're all going to be in unison on this one as well. Things are just not going right for the Patriots this year. The Raiders aren't that great either. However, I love that Max Crosby guy. Holy cow, is he a disaster on defense and causes all kinds of havoc. I think it's going to be a tough day for Mac Jones. If Mac Jones is even playing, who the heck knows what's going on with that situation now, right? But at the end of the day, I think the Raiders will get this one done at home. I got the Raiders, Ari.
All right, there is a little bit of, you know, Josh McDaniels, you know, was obviously a longtime offense coordinator for Bill. Bill is a defensive genius. Yeah, I actually think the Patriots will be more competitive than they've been. I think Jimmy G is just not that good. And so I actually think the Patriots hang around in this one, but ultimately the Raiders win a close one.
Mike, who you got?
We got the teacher versus the students with the coaches, but I got the Raiders in this one.
Cardinals playing the Rams. I don't know why, but the James Conner out, IR. Cardinals are banged up. Obviously, no Kyler. Dobbs has been up and down. I like the Rams, man. I think the Rams are going to win, and I think the Rams might win pretty big today, Ari.
Yeah, I'm with you. Look, I think we all kind of got sucked into the Cardinal thing. Remember, they just won the one game, but it was against Dallas, again, because Dallas gets so much attention. I think all of us are like, ooh, maybe the Cardinals are for real. Maybe Dallas just isn't that good. The Cardinals are terrible. The Rams win easy at home.
Mike?
Yeah, the Rams in a romp at SoFi, yeah.
Eagles have the Jets. You know, talk about Kirk Cousins. That was kind of nonsense to me about this guy maybe going to the Jets. I don't understand it whatsoever, but people have been throwing that out there. It doesn't make any sense to me. I think the Eagles are going to have a tough day, but you know what? The Eagles are going to get it done because, like you said, home field is so damn important. They can't have a slip-up against the Jets. I got the Eagles winning on the road, Ari.
I don't think it's going to be that challenging. I think we know that the Jets have injuries in the secondary. The Eagles' receivers are elite. I think that it's a fairly easy game for the Eagles. I think they win. I think they dominate time of possession. I don't see really how the Jets beat the Eagles in any scenario. So, no, I got the Eagles rolling in New York today.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I got the Eagles, and they're going to pick off Zach Wilson at least twice today.
Could happen. Lie Downs playing the Buccaneers. I think this is going to be one of the better games of the day, to be honest with you. You know, I there's something about this Buccaneer team that their defense is really good. Could cause some fits for the Detroit Lions. I'm actually going to take the Buccaneers to win this one at home, Ari.
Yeah, I'm not with you on this one. I'm a firm believer in what's going on with the Lions. I think that they've got a good defense with some great young players. I think nobody wants to give Goff the credit he deserves. I think the Lions got something going right now. I like the Lions on the road today.
Mike, who you got?
I'm gonna go with the road dog today with Detroit, just like Ari, for the same reasons, but I think this is going to be a close game. This could go either way.
All right, real quickly, Giants and Bills. I don't think we need to have a discussion much about this. I think we're all in unison. We all got the Bills, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 15-point spread, guys. Again, we don't have those kind of spreads in the NFL. This is a walk in the park for the Bills.
All right, Cowboys and Chargers. Yeah. Hey, Cowboys and Chargers, though, this is going to be a question of which coach makes more bonehead mistakes, right? Like, so who you got in this one, Ari? Because I think I'm going to take the Chargers at home.
I'd love to, but Brandon Staley's their coach. That makes it I can't take them because he's the most incompetent head coach in the league. But Kellen Moore is a great offensive coordinator, so I expect the Chargers to score some points. I actually think the Cowboys aren't that good. I think actually the Chargers may win despite their head coach.
Mike, who you got?
I'm going to go with Herbert and the Chargers.
All right, when we come back, let's do parting shots again. Ari, you're going to finish this thing up with us one more time. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Ari Wolf, and Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Obviously, got to thank the great Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, for joining us. He's still with us right now, going to do parting shots for his second week in a row. We love it. It's absolutely fantastic. But you can see him all over the place, Tennis Channel, Kansas City Chiefs preseason play-by-play, Pac-12 Networks, Stadium Networks, ESPN, literally all over the map. We're very lucky and fortunate that he comes on with us. Okay, fellas, parting shot time. Mike, you go first, brother.
Hey, my parting shot goes out to Major League Baseball. We got, we're down to the final four, I think, both league championship series are going to be great. Just get your nachos, get your soda, and just enjoy the Final Four in baseball.
I love it. Ari, you're up, brother.
All right, a side note to that. The Phillies rolled the Diamondbacks, so don't get too excited down there. It's a great young team, but you're done. The Phillies, absolutely.
I love it.
All right, my parting shot, and last week I didn't know I was doing a parting shot. This week I'm prepared. My parting shot is that USC head coach Lincoln Riley is a fraud. All caps, big fun. This guy is no offensive genius. Watching this offense regress week after week after week with the talent on that team, it is unacceptable. As a USC alumni and a USC fan, I feel like I've been sold a bill of goods. He keeps telling us the defense is great. Everything's going to work out. It's not working out. They're going to be lucky to win 8 games this year. So everyone stop telling me that Lincoln Riley is the answer to all of USC's problems, because at the moment, Lincoln Riley is a part of all of USC's problems. And I'm out.
I love it. My parting shot is this. Enjoy your Sunday, everybody. We'll be back next week to break down what's going down in the NFL and everything else. For Ari Wolf, Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great week, everybody.